Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the In Deep Show, brought to you by Tweaked Audio. Go to tweakedaudio.com, use the code IDS, 33% off, free shipping worldwide with a lifetime warranty.
Lifetime warranty.
Do it.
Bitches. It's Christmas time, get some stocking stuff.
The In Deep Show is for people over the age of 18.
So if you are not at least 18 years old, you will get in trouble, not them.
Hey, wait, we're not 18.
We better get out of here.
You are down in deep.
This is deep. Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is going to be funky. From now on, yeah.
Because I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep, but I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You are down in deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You are down in deep.
Because I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep.
Everything I do is gonna be funky.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air. And
from now on, yeah. Everything I do is gonna be funky.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air. And
from now on, yeah.
Yo, Gina, bring the freestyle in now.
You can do it.
Yo, Doc, bring the freestyle in now.
That's what it is. You know the biz. It's the In Deep Show. Every Monday night, we giving it to you just how we know. We got Queen. We got what, Gina?
Damn.
There you go. Big B on the table doing it now. I'm kicking it to you just like I know it. Fucking up the story, you know how I do it. Everybody's taking turns doing their thing. The In Deep Show, we're doing our swing.
Right.
Thank you for picking up the ball and running with it. Running as crooked as it may be, you ran with it. What's going on, people? I am your man, Big B. What is up with you? Now, got to stop the music real quick. I want to say hello to everyone that might be tuning in to us because you heard us featured on A Pisces Life. Now, first and foremost, let me apologize. My voice was wrecked. It was a rough weekend. I did some shit with my voice I probably shouldn't have did. I apologize. But I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're here. You are in for a IDS treat, like we try to give our regulars every single week.
Every week.
I don't do the show alone. As you heard in the intro, I got my man wannabe Jay-Z, but he's only the DOC, Mark the Doc Wiley.
What's up, everybody? It's the Doc. Holla.
Damn it.
I
we like- also have with us today, damn it, Gina.
Hey, hey, hey. Welcome, everyone.
Now, I need everybody to get up just so you can get down on your knees and bow to the queen. Queenie, y'all.
Bow down, bitches. Hello. Hola. Como esta?
Bow down, bitches.
Thank you. Thank you. A little late, but thank you. Thanks. Thank you for pushing play. We greatly appreciate it.
No doubt. Oh, my God. We might have some new people listening to us. This shit makes me nervous. Because,
okay.
No, seriously, because they might not have got the message that all we asked for was 5 shows. Give us 5 shows. You can start from this show and go forward. You can start from this show and listen to previous ones. Up to you. 5 shows. Figure out what we do, how we do, and why we do.
Word.
And make a decision at that point. If you roll with us, Cool. We'd love to have you aboard. We do a lot of nice things for our listeners. And we are an interactive show. So at any time, you know, you hit us up, you want to jump in and say hi, hello, bust a freestyle, do whatever you want to do, do it.
That's right.
Our show is your show. Me podcasta, you podcasta.
Wait, what?
What?
All right.
Very well.
Hola. Podcasta is not a podcast in Spanish.
Podcasta.
Podcasta.
Podcasto? ¿Cómo se dice podcast in Espanol?
Yo no sé, señorita.
Podcasto.
Podcasto.
Hola.
Telemundo.
Who could we ask, like, if we wanted to know how to say podcast in Spanish?
Google Translate.
There you
we
go.
We could ask Google Translate. Mm-hmm. Or we could ask Ricardo.
Oh, oh boy. Shit. All right. Well.
Good evening. Someone has told me they want to know how to say podcast in my native language.
It really is podcast.
Okay. All right,
but,
though.
But it's not just podcast. Because you know if you heard it, it'd be like, podcast. You know what I'm saying? It would be like, with a little extra on it.
Did you hear it?
Podcast.
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 It's a little,
all right.
So it's almost like P-U-D-C. Yeah. Podcast.
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 All right. Almost sounds Italian.
That's exactly. Okay. So in case you want to know who these other voices are, we did that already. Queen, Damagina, the Dot. How was everybody's weekend? Fuck, I'm already off schedule. Tell me what you did this weekend. I want to know the gory details of everything you did. What, and you know what? Tell me the one thing that you did where you was like, oh my God, I'm glad nobody saw this shit. Because we all have those moments at least once a week. Like, ooh. Like you go to wipe and get a little bit on your finger like, oh shit.
No.
I'm glad nobody saw that.
You know what? The only thing that came to my mind was I only had a glass of wine and a half. The horror.
Oh, my.
Took my sister. My sister's in town. Shout out, Dana.
Hey.
All right, happy B-Day. Dana.
So we took her out to dinner on Saturday. And really, I only had a glass of wine and a half. I was like, wow.
And you had to call Uber?
What is wrong with me?
Oh.
No, it was just like, I'm more of a three
bottle person.
Two bottle.
Four.
Well, if I was
glasses.
At home. Yeah.
I mean, if you're partying with your man, Big B.
If I was at home.
I seen you put him down.
You have not.
I seen Queen. No, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. I will put 6 months mortgage up against anybody that think they can punish whiskey better than my queen.
Straight?
Queen, straighter than motherfucking 6 o'clock.
You knock him down, Queen.
Oh, my.
Man, Queen gets insulted. If they on the rocks. Bitch, put an ice cube in there. I dare you.
You know my favorite is a Manhattan, so.
I know, but Queen be getting it. I'll be, sometimes, look, one day we went out to eat one day, and I was like, can I get a lychee martini? She was like, yeah, can I get a Maker's Mark straight? I was like, I'll just have a beer, thank you. She just,
that is a true story.
She just made me just put a skirt on instantaneously. How was it? Come on now. Weekends.
Let me see. My weekend, I had to work. Let me make it real quick. My truck broke down on Friday.
Damn, this is better and better.
Yeah. Truck broke down on Friday. And what did you say? Something that you wish nobody ever saw or something. What did you say?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have.
You had to pee in a bottle and somebody walked up on you.
I wish nobody could ever see this piece of raggedy ass piece of truck that I've been driving for the last couple of days.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. You got a point there. You got a point there, though. But, man, this truck is so old, it doesn't have park. It just has reverse, neutral, drive three. Got it. You have to put it in neutral and put the emergency brake on.
My gosh. That is so dangerous.
Let me tell you, today.
I was going to say, how many people did you almost kill?
No. Luckily, I was in the loading dock today, right? Now, I had backed the truck up. Now, the truck that I have now is shorter than my truck. My truck is longer because it has the lift and all that shit on it, right?
My truck is longer, too.
Okay. But anyway, I backed up into this dock, right?
And I backed up into the dock, too.
And I'm thinking I'm close to the dock, but I can go to the back and open the door. And do
not dock wide, but the metaphoric vagina. Okay.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Good.
So
moving on.
I see that I'm too far from the dock. I'm far enough from the dock to open my door, but I still need to go back some more, mm-hmm. right? So I open my doors, and when I do that, when I go back to the driver's seat, I don't sit down. I just put my foot on the driver's seat and put it in reverse. And just, just go back, until I think I'm far enough back.
Oh, boy. Right.
So I slam it up to the front, okay? Slam the gear shift up to the front. And I take
which
my foot
off. Which would normally be parked.
Exactly.
You got to give the people a good picture.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm talking to Neen like she know about the truck. On my regular truck, when you slam it all the way to the front, not slam it, but put it to the front, it's in park. Mm-hmm. On this truck, it's in reverse. Mm. I put it all the way to the front and take my foot off the brakes. I'm saying, bam! I said, oh, shit. The jaw was still in reverse. I said, oh, shit. So I put my foot back on the brake and put it in neutral and put the emergency brake on. I was thinking, I'm like, oh my God, had I been on the street and it was a car back there.
Remember we used to work together, right?
Uh-huh.
And I used to have 2095. Okay. And then when I got the new joint, the 103, 103 a whole lot bigger.
Okay.
So even though the shit may look the same in your eyes, the dimensions ain't the same.
Right.
So remember how you were saying when you put it in reverse, you just kind of stand on the joint.
Right.
Okay. The dimensions ain't the same from 2095 to 103. So look, I put that motherfucker in reverse, and I reached to where, the gas pedal should be.
Right.
But clearly, it wasn't there. It was closer. I slammed on that joint, and it threw me into the dash.
Wow.
I hit that dock so hard, it the bolts on my bumper, got severed, and my bumper was hanging.
Damn. That was the brand new joint, Oh, my God. That was a pretty jolt, too.
Luckily, I was off the next day, and they blamed it on whoever ran my around the
door.
Oh,
really?
I was like, these motherfuckers can never take care of shit.
Right. Every time I'm off, I take. But
I'm like, damn it. So, damn it, the people want to know. They said, you...
Let me interrupt this real quick.
Breaking news.
There's guys on my job that listen to the show.
Uh-oh.
They
want some damaging.
Man, he was like last week, he was like, man, it was a good show. It was good, man. What happened to Dan Bagina, man? Where Dan Bagina?
Oh,
I was like, oh.
Yes.
They want some of that good.
Yes.
They want some of that
and
good.
And he went to the Facebook page looking for you, too.
Yes.
So
you have
I'm
to talk
I,
to
look,
the,
I'm just
to
telling
the
you.
Internet gurus
you,
over
see,
here.
I'm a fuck, okay, so, okay,
now.
See, now, yes. every now and then, I'm going to let the cat out of the bag just a little bit more, okay? So, fellas, I'm going to tell you how it is.
His name James.
Hi, James.
James, I'm gonna tell you like this. One of the ways she got her name, damn it, Gina. Well, damn it is just what you say when it happens. I'm just letting you know. Damn it!
Ooh,
shit.
Oh, all right now.
So.
Well, all right.
I'm just letting you know.
Well, there you go.
Ooh.
And now you know.
You blushing?
Look, I'm gonna look.
Uh-huh.
I was thinking of how I was gonna respond to James, but now it's like, do I want to?
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna watch Aaron Como in the morning so she can tell me the traffic, in case.
She light skin, ain't she?
Trucks flipped over.
She light skin, ain't she? I'm like, look, man.
No, nah, you know they what ain't say it, like 100? You know they said skin deep.
Oh, right.
You know they said skin deep.
Right.
Of course
you
did.
That is a African American prerequisite.
Right.
Right along with scrimp. It's skin deep.
It's kilt. It kilt.
Right. Oh my God. Ambulance.
Right, right.
Oh my God.
Oh, we got a lot of them.
Damn it.
Oh God.
Gina.
Yes. Yep. Tell James I will talk to the internet gurus over here, and we'll see what we can do about it.
What time James begin off work, Doc?
What James look like?
Woo, yeah, that's the first question.
James look
how
like
old is he?
James look like he was on that dock when you smashed into it.
Oh. Right.
I'm just asking.
James, you know what James look like? Cool, he on hood time.
James a cool dude.
James cool dude.
How old
do
James?
I know James?
You know,
no, nah, I know
you
James.
Don't know. I know James.
How old is James?
James, he's around 35, 37.
Okay. Oh, he's younger.
So, right. So what you saying, James don't look like a struck
age.
Match?
He's a good age.
Nah,
this is good.
He doesn't look like a struck
bit,
match.
Just a wee
no.
bit.
All right, so, look, James, I need you next week.
We need a picture, dog.
Yeah, don't
be I need you next week. I need you to.
For a picture of you.
James got a smartphone or he got a flip phone?
I'm going to go with flip.
What'd you say?
He got a smartphone or a flip phone?
Smartphone. He got the iPhone. He
okay.
got the
iPhone. You got iPhone? Oh, yeah, shit. Well, I can talk to you. What's up, James?
He's saying, wait. An iPhone 4? 3G?
Is it bigger than yours?
I want to say we have the same one.
Oh, well, then we can't talk to James.
Can't talk to
James. James, holler at us when you get at least a 6.
James, I want to talk to neither one of you motherfuckers. He wants
I'm trying to hook him up.
Shit, y'all over there representing
I'm trying to get him the papers on the pussy.
You trying to say we got blocking?
What?
Hey.
No shit.
Nigga, you didn't read the fine print on the IDS paperwork? I owns all pussies in the school. Nigga. I doles out all pussy in this studio.
Oh, shit. Go on,
I think not.
You better eat the cake anime.
And in the event I'm not here, Doc is merely an overseer.
That's right. That's right.
Just don't touch it. Just oversee it.
I'll see it.
No thanks.
As long as I can see it.
Doc will be looking at the pussy like, what's my man on Life with the Shotgun? Yeah, boss. They right over there.
All right, right. What was his name? I don't know his name. I know you're talking about though.
All right, so look, James.
Oh, God.
I need you next week. I need you to jump on Skype. You should be home by at least 6:30, 7 o'clock.
I always tell Nick, call in or email. He be like, look, man, I just started listening to the show. Let me take baby steps. He a little nervous. You know?
James, I tell you what, James.
James lives with somebody.
Oh, no.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
James,
shit.
I don't
James
do that.
The queen has spoken. James.
I do that.
Oh, James, you done fucked up.
James, you need to call and redeem yourself.
James, you done fucked up. James, if you do not. Queen, what's the number?
202-750-1437.
And for the dyslexics, 1IDS. Make it easy for you, James. If we do not hear a message from you by next week, I will not give you the path nor the papers to the pussy. Okay? You will not be screaming, damn it, Gina, at all.
Go out to the car and make a phone call, dog.
Okay?
I cannot take like 1 week off. You guys, I come back and you were just out of control. Like, what are you doing?
What did we do?
You did it.
You got that boy coochie. All
he was not talking about me. He was talking about you.
Messing up our audience.
Okay.
Ma'am.
Okay.
He said, what happened to damn Gina?
Oh, shit. He didn't say it like that.
Nah, just for
you just made...
You just ruined it.
You just gave the quadriplegic. Damn.
You just ruined it.
James, that bad man balled up like a little. He balled up like a quadriplegic and said that was you. That was fucked up, dog.
I know, right?
I was just fucking with Gina, though. He cool dude, though.
Oh, my God.
You would like him.
Is he short?
Oh, shit.
He's taller than me.
Oh, he's short.
I was like, sir. Sir.
He's a volunteer fireman.
Oh.
Okay.
So, you know.
We're going to need a picture.
He likes sirens.
We're going to need a picture.
All right.
Yeah. He's
James.
Like, man?
James.
What she look like? She's
02.
She's
oh, no. He said red bone. You sure he's 35?
Well, not red bone.
If he said red bone, that nigga is 54.
Old, okay.
He's 55.
I'm like, lies. He is old as shit.
All right. I ain't saying nothing else about James. So y'all read too fucking fine.
That nigga.
God damn it.
He's 67.
That nigga 67 smoked 3 packs of Newports a day. Keep one lit in his mouth and one behind his ear.
He has a brand new AARP card. And he said it'll take you out and y'all can get the special discount.
You get a discount at hotels.
You can get, right. You can get all the fish and chips you want, damn it. Hey, y'all, man, look.
Terrible. He said that's some watch out there now.
Go get him some good cat.
Right.
Hey, look. Woo. Thank y'all for tuning in once again, man. Look, we are going to start the show for you right now. Let's go.
To the west side, to the east side, come on, to the north side, to the south side,
where's one in the house, to my man Show Biz in the house, hey, yo, Bussy.
You see, I skip to my loo like Napoleon at Waterloo. My name is Diamond D. Tell you what I'm gonna do. I dip and I dab like a Mike Tyson jab. Even though this flap, I possess the gift of gab. I shoot it like a jammy and girls get the panties in. Even with a fanny and I might win a Grammy. And maybe I won't, so I chill like the Pope. See, I'll never mope, cause I know my shit is dope. Like Colombian fish scale. Ask my man Ishmael.
Diamond D got props like a cop.
Or better yet, DT, cause brothers can't see me. Even the girl said you got a small wee wee. Now you wanna go upside
fuck
her head.
You
do you feel intimidated by the thing she said? Don't be mad cause I paid her back.
You know I
took her to the rest and I laid her back.
I go
on and on like popcorn with the butter. Hey yo, I used to stutter but I fall on track. And some may say I'm whack and back, but in fact I'm not any of that black. See, I'm the best kept secret.
Yeah.
So shut the fuck up and peep it. Come on.
D. Rapper drop the diss, I crush the motherfucker. D, Wayne and Forrest. Rapper drop the diss, I
come
crush
on,
the motherfucker.
Come on, come on.
D, Wayne and Forrest.
Yeah, I'm the best kept secret. I'm the best kept secret. So shut the fuck up and peep it. See, I write my own rhymes, produce my own shit. Yeah, boy, I ain't the one to fuck with.
Nope.
I take a beat and I flip it. With so much flavor, niggas wanna sip it. But that's cool, cause they know I got skills. Let me demonstrate, if you will. Rock is my man, and so is Dapper Dan. And I'll shake your hand, and don't try to flam. The front like a stun who lost a cunt. I only hit grand slams, never will I bunt. Bases are loaded, bottom of the ninth. I step to the plate, cause I know my shit is great. I can't walk down the street. Hey, yo, Diamond, can you make me a beat? You gotta have cheese,
about a couple of G's.
But if I know ya, I might just throw ya a little something on the side, true.
A funky bass line and a hype loop.
I got 1,000 old records in my crib. I used to hustle, but I never did a bid. Some people call me JoJo, I keep a low pro. Non-stop props, so act like you know, bro. Pass me a mic and I'ma keep it.
Yeah,
yeah, boy, I'm the best kept secret.
I'm the best kept secret.
Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on. Come on, come on.
Hey, yo, show, check this out.
Come on, come on. Yo, I'm deadlier than Michael Myers. My style will embrace you like a pair of pliers. But don't sweat it, G. Why don't you let it be? Cause Diamond D is a pedigree. In other words, I'm official. I never go out like a wet piece of tissue. Rough and rugged, stronger than Bounty. New York is the city, Bronx is the county.
Learn from the best, so the rest just fess.
Now I'm getting booked at the Fillmore West. Located in the village, so kill a skillet. You ask yourself, will it ever cease?
Yeah,
cause diamond sharp as a crease. I only use beeswax, I never use grease on my dreads. But instead, if you want some kicks, step to the mic, I'm an 8-to-1 pick.
Yeah,
you reap what you sow and I can reap it. Yo, I'm the best kept secret. Come on, come on.
Rapper drop the diss, I crush the motherfucker.
Come on, come on.
Rapper drop the diss,
yeah, I'm the best kept secret.
If I hit that ass, you belong to me. Bestie, you know what I'm saying? If I knock that little man out the boat and you get to shaking me shit and you caress me and grab me real hard shit, you belong to me.
Somebody. I should call a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
What up, sucker?
Hey, y'all know it was a big fight this weekend. Cotto and Carmelo. Okay, anybody see the fight?
Nope.
I did not.
All righty then. Anyway, Jay-Z's Roc Nation, he manages Cotto. Okay, and we all know by now that Cotto lost the fight. But anyway, there was a big bet between Jay-Z and Oscar De La Hoya. And the bet was if, like I said, Cotto was managed by Jay-Z and Canelo, I don't think I told y'all that, was managed by De La Hoya. But anyway, Cotto lost. So Jay-Z has to pay $100,000. Okay, yeah.
That's a hell of a bet.
Isn't it, though? To Oscar De La Hoya's charity of choice. So that's cool. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like it went, you know, the money went straight to, you know, De La Hoya.
That's good.
So, you know, I guess Oscar has to choose his charity. So the money will go to that, whoever that may be. Okay. Our pedophile of the year, Jared Fogel, is famous for his weight loss commercials and all that bullshit. Subway. But anyway, this Bama got 15 plus years to go to prison. Federal prison. Okay.
Bye.
Huh?
I said bye.
Yeah. Yep. Gotta go. Gotta go. Now check this out. The prison that he's going to. Okay, these are certain type of things that are on the menu. Okay, now, he's supposed to be famous for weight loss, but check out the menu. Triple bacon burger deluxes. Okay. Pizza.
Just put that right along with shrimp and skinned it.
There you go. There you go. Rebound. We got a new one.
She rebound. Oh, all right then. Look at that, Doc.
Pick it up. Pizza and wing party packs. Okay. Meat lovers or barbecue chicken. All right.
Meat lovers chicken?
He said or.
Meat lovers or barbecue chicken.
Right. What is meat lovers chicken?
No, he said meat lovers or barbecue chicken.
I think you mean meat lovers pizza.
Okay, pizza. Thank you. Okay,
I mean,
there was an element missing.
Well, pizza was on the second page. I just didn't get. I didn't get a chance to get
thank
to
you,
it before you
like,
because you interrupted.
I knew you were talking about pizza, but
yeah, okay, I'm gonna do it again. Meat lovers or barbecue pizza,
chicken pizza.
Fuck you. Tons of candy, chicken, chips, snacks, and sodas.
You motherfuckers get candy?
I don't believe
this.
This
is prison?
Hey!
Hey, y'all, check
the sauces. Okay? All
right? No, he's right, though. Because I heard that story.
Candy?
That's my girl.
Boop.
Yeah, just a fake. There you go. There you go. Anyway, his attorney floated to the theory that his sexual compulsion started after his Subway diet. Okay? After
wow.
His okay, now that means...
That is some dog ass shit. Subway done got you paid hundreds of thousands, if not millions.
And now it's your fault because you've been letting
children. Now you're going to say that their sandwich made you want little kids? I done had many Subway sandwiches, and I ain't never looked at no child. Now, I will say I've had some Subway sandwiches after the club closed and just wanted some good pussy. But, I mean, I ain't never want no kids.
No, not from anything. Jesus.
But I think that's had more to do with the alcohol and less to do with the Subway sandwich.
Yeah.
Because
okay.
I've had a Subway and it's...
No. Have y'all ever had sex while eating a Subway sandwich?
Oh.
That is seriously, there's like two layers of fun. Like the lettuce and tomato and shit that falls off. Then you go down and get that off the chest.
Oh. Okay.
She thinking you licking her for your pleasure. You just trying to get that extra mayo that dripped off.
Ah.
Get that up and shit.
Okay, the little oil and vinegar and shit that slid down there. But the oil and the vinegar, that closes the thing up, right? Huh? Didn't they say that you put vinegar down there and closes it up? That's what I heard back in the day. You ain't never heard that?
Hell, are you talking
you never heard that?
What
you never
heard that? I haven't been there for vagina in 12 years.
I don't put vinegar or
I
oil down.
I said heard. I didn't say put it.
I mean, I no, I'm not familiar.
All right. Hey, y'all. Hey, James, I got some of the most.
Right.
I got some of the most charitable.
Do that, Gina?
I don't know. No, none of them do that I'm aware of.
Okay.
Vinegar, what happened oil, if you pour? No.
What happened if you pour Blue Bull on it, though?
Shit would disintegrate.
That don't get a kick in there.
Your shit is gone. It just disappears.
That don't close up for
years.
You just
have ground zeros.
That y'all do like this.
Right. Disappears.
Oh, shit. That's funny. I got some of the most charitable rappers.
I got five on it for Jared, but that's cool.
Five.
I got some of the most charitable rappers in hip-hop.
Oh, shit.
Y'all want to hear what they had done?
Oh, Lord.
Or what they did?
All right.
Let me see. Young Jeezy donated $1 million to J. Morrison Academy. And now, don't ask me
what the hell
J. Morrison Academy is or does.
School for light-skinned people.
You on a roll tonight, aren't you?
I know, right?
Hey, girl, I taught you well. Bullet. All right. Okay, Dr. Dre, he donated $70 million to USC.
Whatever, that was a tax write-off.
That's what I was thinking. $1 million, too.
I mean, I'm not hating.
Okay.
I mean,
maybe
slightly. I'm sorry.
Wow. Okay. Where should he have donated it?
You said USC?
Mm-hmm.
HBCU?
Maybe. HBCUs, period.
Yeah.
As opposed to the school that...
Or maybe... I'm sure he probably donated just something in his community, so I'm not going to get on him about that.
USC, but, California. You know.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, hey, shit, at least he did something.
$70 million is quite a bit.
Tax write-off,
But $70 million, no matter what, is quite a bit.
Right.
You
I wonder
say
if it's,
$70 million, right?
Right. 70. I wonder if it was a over a time lot. Or if it was like, you know... Like $170 million, and I'm out.
They didn't say.
I guess I can't ask you if he went there.
I don't know. Did Dr. Dre go to college?
Yeah, he went to the School of Hard Knocks. Who else is on the list? God damn it.
Oh, God damn it. Okay. All right, then. J. Cole. He paid for a young girl's college tuition.
Before he humped her or after?
Wow.
Good boy.
Is
it like and, a twerking scholarship?
Yeah. He provided new school supplies for people in his hometown of Fayetteville, North Carolina.
That's what's up.
Both of them?
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Well, y'all going hard on the people, man.
Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Okay. Yeah. And also brought a new car for a family, you know. A family that needed shit.
Before or after he humped him.
Were you about to say homeless?
Why?
Doc, were you about to say a homeless family? Because I'm going to kick you in your leg.
You call for a homeless family?
Because I keep getting interrupted in between my story.
Okay,
God,
but
wait,
okay,
train
so back
thought,
up.
Fuck it. Nah, fuck that.
You were about
I'm
to say
getting
a homeless
off J.
family.
Cole.
I'm about,
if
I'm
he
about to
call for a homeless family, I'd be mad as shit. I hope it was a motherfucking
baddest shit about
station wagon
and everything.
It's nice and roomy, so you and your family can live in it.
And it has a third row seat.
So when it's time,
so mommy and daddy
can
get some privacy when you add two more to the family.
But at least when they wake up, they can go. They want to go. Where was
okay.
that?
Sorry.
So J. Cole.
Jake. Oh, Lil Wayne.
Me lovers pizza.
Lil Wayne gave pizzas that night. Lil Wayne donated over $250,000 to restore community center and park.
Whoa. Lil Wayne could pay for that, but he couldn't pay his for the plane.
For his plane, yeah, right.
Well, I don't know what order, you know, his priorities in, but
I know what order is in. I don't even know the nigga.
Okay. I mean, whatever. Good for him.
Yeah. And also, he donated $30,000 to an after-school initiative called Motivational Edge.
Called Razor Thought.
That's what it was. All right. Ludacris.
Luda.
He gave $20,000 to his old alma mater, Benjamin Banneker High School.
Okay. DC?
I thought, is he from here or ATL?
No.
ATL, sir.
He's not
from
here.
Okay. Well, we got a Benjamin Banneker, too.
We do.
Maybe he did. I don't know. They didn't say which Benjamin Banneker it was. But anyway, yeah. And it provides better resources to help students excel in their academic achievements.
Yes.
All right. Let me see. The game launched this project called Robin Hood. Okay. That helps needy people around the world.
Cool.
Okay. Yeah. By offering $1 million to help pay for funerals, hospital bills, and things. And he even bought a car.
For a homeless family.
Oh, he did.
He bought a car for a family that had no arms or legs.
For a family. You get a car. You know what? You get a car. The page was stuck in between.
What were you doing
in between? In between the little waiting story.
Page 4 was stuck in between page 1 and 2. That's where the car thing came.
And then R. Kelly said.
Wait a minute. So that car story wasn't for him?
No, it was no. No, the car story. Wait a minute. Hold up. The car story was for game.
Oh, so Ludacris ain't buying nobody no car?
No. The page 4 was stuck in between.
I told y'all, motherfuckers.
But that's all right. I corrected it, though.
Do not. Good job, Mike. I'm going to work with this shit.
Thank you. I corrected my mistakes, everyone.
Right.
Ludacris ain't buying no car.
We take that back, Ludacris.
It was the game. He bought a car for some people.
Motherfucker Ludacris fuck around sue IDS for slander. For saying he gave cars away that he didn't.
What he gonna get? Nada. Anyway, that's it.
Okay.
Why you look all angry about it?
And then at me.
You know how I do. You know how I do. Y'all stay tuned. We got a lot of more.
Skyping me at 9:46 in the morning. What's going on? And you know I'm snoring. Don't want to open up my eyes to see who's this Skyping me and why. It's my boy Doc leaving the barbershop. Told me he was in the stripping spot and heard a silly plot.
Some niggas want to sticky for your listeners, killer.
Slow down, Doc, give me the info, killer.
Remember that nigga from the show out of Ohio that you got cool with? Now you got S-Y-O.
Yeah, my nigga Aaron from Astronauts. Nah, that's my family. Nah, Aaron wouldn't make it hot.
Not talking about him. He scooped me to some niggas that you put on back when you only had 1,000 listeners. Now your listen blowing up like nitro. And they want to take your listeners from you real slow. So I think they be forewarning me. So now I'm warning you. I got a stats, nigga. Tell me what you want to do.
Damn. Niggas want to stick me for my listeners. Damn. Niggas want to stick me for my listeners. Damn. Niggas want to stick me for my listeners. Damn. Niggas want to stick me for my listeners.
They heard about the fresh studio with the microphone to make everything that you say sound great. They heard about the hits you got down in Morgantown. And they heard you got half a Chi-Town locked down. They even heard about all the hits you got in Bora Bora. Man, they out of order, man.
Call the coroner. It's going to be a lot of phone calling and niggas stalling if my network numbers start falling. What you think all the shows are for? Podcast war, got the thug princess by the door. And I pay her by the minute, so she can bring it to the imbeciles for fucking with my decimals, damn. Niggas trying to bring it to my team, this is not a dream, been dope since I stepped up on the scene.
It's the one to see you on Stitcher, see your picture. Now they want to chop it up and chill with you. Bet your Big B won't trip. I got Doc, Queen, Drew, Baby standing by my hip so we can tear through the ignorant. Put podcasters in a bad predicament where all the wax shows went. Touch my deepsters, guess when I'ma leave you? Fuck where I'ma bury you, I'll put you in the city dump. I bring pain, disdain on what remains of your show. You got a guest host, you should have told them, coached them. Extra segments for the notion that we won't reload and explode on your whole show. I fuck around and go in more, bring four to your door. No show, no more, nigga. You know we rough, don't fuck with us. The more segments we bust, the more dangerous. We don't give a fuck about you, we a tight crew. What you gonna do when IDS crew comes for you? We not frontin', IDS ain't running. Hold on, these niggas ain't coming.
This episode of Hood Times was taped before a live podcast audience.
Oh, hey, Ma.
Heifer, don't hey, Mommy. You didn't see me coming in when you closed the damn door?
No, Ma, I didn't see you.
That's because you had Roger on the brain.
I'm sorry, Ma. He's just so damn cute.
What happened to the other boy? What the hell is his name? Eddie?
Oh, we're still cool. As a matter of fact, we're going out tonight.
Who are you going out with now? The trainer, the groomer, or the breeder?
If you must know, asshole, I'm going out with Eddie.
Oh, the vet. You must be trying to get hooked up on some free shots.
Boy, shut up.
Why is it every time I come home, I have to get greeted with fighting and yelling? Don't y'all know how to talk without yelling?
Oh, boy. I wonder where they get it from.
Listen here, woman. Don't start that sass with me. I'm not in the mood. Now, what's for dinner?
Leftovers. And I need you to talk to Selma.
Damn and damn. What now?
Baby, I need you to talk to all the talk to her about all these guys she's seeing, because she's seeing a lot.
Oh, baby, she's young. She's attractive. She's getting a little bit of attention. You were the same way when you were her age.
Wasn't I?
Mm. Sure was.
I attracted you, didn't I?
You damn right.
Okay. You remember what happened the night after I attracted you?
I sure do. Wait, nah, baby, what happened?
God damn it, I got pregnant with Junior. You don't remember that?
Oh, shit, damn it. Why you ain't get me out of it? Let's stop playing shit. We need to be talking to baby girl right now. Selma!
Yes, Daddy?
Junior, what are you doing here? I called your sister.
I know, but I figured since you yelled out like that, you know, this shit's got to be entertaining. Because you're going to ready to give her a beat down.
Boy, go back to your goddamn room.
Now, Selma, come here, baby girl. What's going on with all these guys you're seeing? It's not a good look for a lady like yourself. Plus, it's a dangerous game you playing with people's heart.
Daddy, I'm young and just having fun. Damn, I'm very careful. Is that what you're worried about?
No, I'm not worried about that. Well, yeah, I'm worried about... That's not what I meant. Things are crazy out here, and I just worry about you.
I'll be all right, Daddy.
Later that night.
All right, Eddie. Thanks for a great time.
Baby, you know Roger just left here 2 minutes ago looking for you, right?
Oh, he'll be all right. He was just a little mad that I didn't go out with him tonight.
Okay, baby, if you say so. Shit, did y'all hear that? Is everybody okay?
Oh my God, Roger shot Eddie.
Baby girl, I told you, you can't keep playing games with people's hearts.
I'm sorry.
Just unfolding the tinfoil, watching the crackhead stroll, thinking how it all gonna spark this time.
Good times, good times.
Get out of bed with your brokers. We won't get paid by itself.
Nigga, you ain't laid on.
Good times.
Your man don't get it fucked up.
Good times.
Instagram ain't job searching.
Good times.
Yo, this is producer Rich Harrison, and you're listening to the In Deep Show, where they go deep. So bring a snorkel, my brother.
Thank you so much for answering our question last week. We really, really appreciate the feedback. So, let me see. If I can remember correctly, what was the question last week? I think it was just a question on a question from, let me see. Let me go to Facebook and figure out what the questiones was. I think it was us asking, well... You know what? Because people were asking questions about the sex game. That was our question. Do you tell someone their sex game is bad? And we got like a lot of feedback on that question. Some people were like, oh, I don't really want to say anything, but why y'all being shy? James? Mm-hmm. James, you were being shy. So, do you have somebody? See?
I do.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'm going to leave James alone.
We will not.
Yes, you will.
We will not.
Damn it.
We will not.
What's going on, crew? Mobile Greek. Man, I appreciate you guys making fun of me. I laugh my ass off. Great show today, Big B. My man, Big B, Doc, and Drew Baby's back. And Queen, love the show. Great show. Appreciate it. He kept bringing up my name. Kind of embarrassed me a little bit, but I'm glad. I hope you guys don't mind. I've been using you guys as like a social experiment to work on my public speaking. I've always been nervous about public speaking because I hate my voice. You know, I'm 40 years old and, you know, I don't think I sound like I'm 40, but I'm kind of using you guys for that. That's why I've been calling in. But again, thank you guys a lot, for letting me comment and being on the show. And I love your show by far. You're my favorite. I've been rolling with you guys for a little over 3 years now. Probably more than that, longer than that. Just love the show. By far, my favorite over all the podcasts I listen to. So, again, great show today. I can't wait to hear next week. Peace out, Mobile Greek. Hey, y'all, stop the Mobile the Greek. I don't know who that guy is. I'm Mobile Greek. All right. Peace out.
All right, Mobile the Greek.
I'm going to say Mobile.
Right, it's more bull.
More bull.
No, Mobile Greek.
Oh, Mobile.
Okay. Mobile? Sorry, I mean, it just sounds right. Like it feels more right. Bull. It feels right saying the Greek. Okay, our bad. So clearly you were not doing your job. You need to come back and do it properly.
There you go.
All right. Right.
Mobile Greek.
So,
Mobile.
Hey, man.
I'm like using this as an experience.
I know. I feel like a guinea pig right now.
Right. I mean, what?
And you know what happened when you put a bunch of guinea pigs in the room? They just start humming. Come here, queen.
Okay. Back up. Use these Adidas to block you.
Hey,
so, wait a minute.
Well, all right.
You were using us as a social experiment or wait a minute. You said you were using us to get better with your public speaking, right?
Yes.
I need you to practice like just a skosh more.
I think. Because
if you remember on the last, wait, were you here? If you were here. It was like three takes and then it was like, and go. So, well, a little bit more, boo. A little bit more.
I think what he's saying is listening to us helps him with his public speaking because we relax him and, you know, listening to us, you know, helps him to, you know.
Is that what he
I didn't get that.
You didn't?
Yeah, but so, for me, but
I just
like,
tried to help
right.
him out.
I like to be optimistic, mm-hmm. but I did not get that from him. I just felt like.
I'm mobile. I tried help.
Mobile Greek.
Mobile Greek.
You have to next time come back and tell us what that really means.
And I just want to confirm that the experiment is working because y'all just heard Mobile Greek talk to us, right? Mm. And this was Mobile Greek when he first talked to us.
Perfect. Listen. I just called to confirm my reservations. Look, I had to confirm my reservations to a private party at your hotel. Oh, before I embarrass myself completely, let me ask you, is this the private party for swingers of America?
Oh,
it is. Oh, perfect. Excellent. Listen,
you will not come for him in that manner, sir.
So sorry, Mobile.
Sir, in that manner.
Turn me into a lab rat, goddamn.
In that manner, you will not.
Oh, no.
But do you swing? Is that what you were trying to tell us?
I know, right? Okay. Of America?
No. All right. Well, all right. I mean, we don't judge. If you've been listening to us for over 3 years, you know we do not.
And you knew that
judge.
Was coming.
Right. Somewhere in there, right?
Coming.
All right. Can we get to today's questiones?
Questiones.
All right. So what I want to ask y'all, why do we stay in relationships when we know it's over?
It's comfortable.
Sex is good.
Yep, there you go.
Oh, I'm sorry, I took it.
Nah, you good.
That's all?
You heard that, James. She said the sex is good.
It's comfortable and.
What you going to do, homeboy?
You gonna leave a message? She ain't going nowhere.
You gonna leave a message or you gonna just drive the truck all day, act like you ain't hear what just came out of her mouth?
202-750-1437.
James, do me a favor. Hold on.
202-750, James.
Hold on, I'm turning their mics off. Nobody can hear but me and you right now, James. Listen. They gonna call you all kinds of punks next week. Don't do this, James. Just call in, leave a message. Spit your shit, nigga.
God damn it.
Spit
come
your
on.
Shit,
it's a lie.
Nigga. I got your
come
back.
Come on, let's come back. Mm. Why do we stay in relationships when we know it's over?
Sometimes it's love. Sometimes the relationship's over, but you still have feelings for the person, and you don't want to go. Sometimes it's comfort.
You just gave me another great question.
Sometimes it's comfort, finances.
Kids.
Mm-hmm.
This is a whole
complacive.
Lot.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of reasons people stay. Some of them are not good.
You're complacent?
Yeah, that too.
I was like, if you let her slide, I said, for Lord, I was going.
All right, no one gets to slide, so fine. I don't get to slide either, whatever.
Hey, James, she
James didn't know.
Oh! James, you talk abonics, so that means you definitely got a chance. Oh.
James, she was sorry.
I'm
man.
Just kidding, James.
Your
it's
name
okay.
Slipped out of my mind.
Don't forget to call.
Sorry, so you man, said relationship, it's your it's convenience, kids, sex.
That's what I'm
saying. Yeah.
No, I mean I'm just
she don't call the police when I hit her.
Oh, come on.
I'm just saying some people that shit work with talk with my next door neighbor.
No.
Mm.
You know every he has not been outside and I'm like, please don't come outside, sir.
Well, he can't.
Sir. Please do
awful.
After you left last week, he came over.
I bet he did.
He was like, hey, bro. I'm sorry. Tell her I'm sorry.
He did not
stop
it. What happened? What happened? What happened?
Oh, no.
He was horrible. Just trying to make some lighthearted jokes with me. And Negan gave him the stink eye.
Yeah.
Well, so on that note, maybe self-esteem could play a factor.
There you go.
Yeah. Yep. A lack of self-esteem.
Self-esteem. Yep. Self-esteem for the win. Mm-hmm. Oh, stuff happened to you?
No, I really do. I agree with that. I think sometimes it's... Like you guys said, I think it's you're comfortable.
Esteem of yourself.
I think it's self-esteem. More like Doc said, is you got kids.
I mean, you know. It could be like he don't drink cheap shit like you do. He could be bougie and like drink like straight XO, and you can't afford that. You drink like
Blue Bull.
Oh, that shit.
Oh, I'm out. That the relationship would work anyway.
All right.
We go out on a date. And you okay.
Uh-huh.
I'm like,
that's why you're over there and I'm over here.
That's why I'm doing a coffee date.
Queen.
So I don't even have to know.
Way off topic. Remind before we leave to show you the dopest sweatshirt in all sweatshirt history.
That you bought for me? Great. Thank you. Okay. So that's pretty much, like, I think that was pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, that's
good reasons why people stay in relationships.
Can I double it up? Because damn it, Gina said something that just triggered.
Go.
Another kind of halfway, just kind of another halfway question to kind of throw on top of this. Can love be one? Can real love be one sided?
Yes, I think so.
I feel like you said something, a question like that was similar.
I think I know what you're talking about, but it's different.
Yeah, I'm sure it was like, you know,
but it's like,
more
yeah.
details. But
because, you know what, I was reading some posts, and can I say something to Facebook people? If you post a whole bunch of little cute, catchy, little relationship things, chances are you fucked up in relationships, your damn self. And you don't know what the fuck you're doing. I'm just saying.
Why?
Just throwing that shit out there.
Why?
Okay.
Just saying. So, yeah. So, and remember, the catchphrase here is real love. So, you can be in a relationship where you love a person, but the person doesn't love you?
Very much
absolutely.
So. Mm-hmm. Love don't love nobody. So, I could love
this
person. Love don't love nobody. I could love someone and they don't love you in return.
That's a sound.
It is a sound.
Sounds familiar.
Why are you frowning? That's a song.
It's a sound.
I just want to know how to fit here.
You? What you mean? You just said, can you love someone and they not love you back? Yes, you can.
Somebody loves you back.
There you go. No. So yes, at the end of the day, you definitely can. Just because you love someone doesn't mean they're going to love you in return.
Mm-hmm. One-sided love.
There you go.
That's what you asked.
Yeah, and the point is that the song relates to the topic because love doesn't love anyone. Love is an emotion and a feeling. Either you feel it or you don't. That's it.
Mm. You heard that, James?
You out of here before you even started.
I thought we was going to leave James alone.
Yeah, I know. I know, but, you know.
Before you even started, you gone.
Dang, James. I didn't even see you. Jeez. It's already over.
I you know what? I just kind of have a feeling that, and kind of walk with me on this for a minute.
Let's walk.
I got a feeling that it can't be.
Why is that?
Because I feel like, you know, sort of bouncing right off Queen's question, you know you're in a bad situation. And I think the things that may make you feel that you're in love are just creature comforts but you know you in a fucked up situation. You know when someone doesn't love you. So how, my thing is, how can you be 100%? Because love, to me, love is 100%. How can you be 100% in love with someone that you know doesn't love you?
That has nothing to do with it.
To me, it has everything to do with it.
I think some sane people, I mean, yeah,
sometimes people are blind because they are.
And I agree with you on that. But I still think that blindness isn't love. I still think it's a pseudo love. It's a comfort.
To the person, I think sometimes it is. I think they do think that you love them.
That's what I'm speaking
on. Like, seriously, when people hit somebody, they're like, well, I mean, I know he loves me, but, you know, he wouldn't normally do this, but I
made him upset. That's what I'm saying. Is that love? He beat your ass, but you saying he loves you?
But sometimes to the person, I think when you're in the relationship, I think sometimes they do think that's love.
But you just said the key word, though. Think. Is it love?
Sure. That's what I'm saying.
You think it is, but it's not.
Well, we know that on the outside. If you're on the outside looking in, you know.
So I'm speaking from, put yourself in the person, in the shoes of the person on your example getting hit. Is that really love? Although you may think it is it really?
I think they think. I really do.
I keep saying think, though. That's the part. That's why I'm trying to get the hump I'm trying to get you
well,
over.
Well, because
I agree with you.
I haven't been in that situation, so it's hard for me to only, I can only look at it from my perspective and say, I think that this person would think that.
Right.
You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Like, because maybe they could have grown up in a household where it is that situation where, like, daddy beat mom, but mom stayed. And she's like, you know, I love your daddy, blah, 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 blah. You know,
and he didn't whatever. Mean it.
He didn't, right. He didn't mean to do it. This is what he does. You know, sometimes he goes to work. He's frustrated and he's upset. But, you know, I love your daddy so much,
and
blah, blah, blah.
He loves me and he loves you, baby.
And no matter what. I think, especially from us looking from the outside, looking in, we all know that's not love.
We do, but when you're, I'm telling you, sometimes for people on the inside, they can't really. Well, I know it's not.
Right. So that's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying? But again, but the person on the inside, sometimes they don't really know.
Right. So shame on their ass.
Yeah.
I mean, well, it's unfortunate.
Take it to the ring. Get some money for it. I mean, if you're going to get hit, get money for it. Ronda Rousey giving up checks.
See, he's just trying to troll like a motherfucker.
I'm not trying, not being serious.
No, because sometimes, really, seriously, people do not understand and they don't know that, you know, this shit is not right. Get out. You know, you know what I mean? Like, if they grew up in that type of household and they saw that shit, they think
they
it's okay.
That's all they know.
And they think it's okay.
I've been in a situation like that.
I never have been.
So if I
ever got into a situation, I would know. Right. You know what I'm saying? I would know. No, this is not right. I need to remove myself from this situation because
first time.
I believe, right? Because if somebody hits you, and I'm saying this somebody as if I'm, you know, a man or a woman, if somebody hits you, they will hit you again. Mm-hmm. Get out.
And let me clarify. I've been in a situation where I hit someone. I've been in a situation where, and it took like three or four before I caught on, but like we were getting an argument, and like instantly she would be like, hit me! Wait a minute.
Whoa, freak.
You just forgot to bring some steakums home. It's not that serious.
right.
I mean, seriously, that was like the go-to move. Wow. It was, I mean, like top of the lungs, full enraged. Hit me. I'm like, whoa.
That's what I'm saying. That's from an environment that's maybe what you saw growing up. You know what I mean? Whether it was your mom's, you know, like a husband, a boyfriend, of your mom's or whatever, but I'm like,
let me say she went on to have a judge removed.
And you know believe it or not, some women will not respect you,
a female judge,
unless you put your hands on them. Some women, I'm telling you.
I've heard it.
Some women will test you until you put your hands on them, and then you got their respect.
Which is unfortunate because, seriously, it goes back to them being used to being in that environment. Abusive. Unfortunately. Right. And that's really sad.
Right.
You know, but I mean, I know guy friends that say the same shit. They're like, they walk away. They're like, look, stop. stop.
Right.
You know, and like B said, they're like, go ahead, hit me. You're like, whoa. How'd we get here? Whoa.
I was just angry. I'll go to another room. I don't want to smack you around.
Right. I'll go get some steakums myself. Shit.
I'll make it.
Yeah.
With cheese. You want some onions?
I'll drive to fucking Philly and just go on and get me a rib.
Right. Yeah. That's
it's so one sad. Subject, but slightly off where women hit with their mouths while men hit with their fists. I mean, sometimes you can
women
be.
Hit too.
Yeah, they
you
do.
Don't know me really
they
well.
Do. But we know your mouth is just. Anyway, but the point is.
Crying verbally assaulted. I know.
Yes. Been violated verbally.
Quinn, I need you not co-signing anything.
Man, you know how females
she
are,
agree?
Man.
What's
how women are. Man. You know how women are. What
I said, females.
Women yeah. are. Female is a well. Sex. Women. You know how women are.
Ooh, correct. Amundo.
Oh, see what I mean. There you go.
Women.
There you go.
Hit a doc.
There you go.
Hit a.
Bitch, I wish you would. I wish you would.
Hey,
get up.
Hey. Hey.
Save your life tonight.
Look.
Go home to your wife.
My steak. I'm saying.
Go home to your wife safely. Don't do it. Don't
with
do
my
it.
He lying. He ain't got your back.
My damn. He showing up. He over there.
Don't
you know what? Don King does this shit all the fucking time.
No, no. Seriously, Doc, look at me. James wouldn't let that shit happen. Don't go to work. Don't go to work tomorrow being
right.
a punk. Had James call you a punk. Don't do that shit. You
James
know.
Is respected. No, he would never do
don't
that.
Don't upload this shit till like 8 or 9 o'clock tomorrow. If you do that shit tonight, as soon as I pull up, he gonna be at my door before I get out my fucking personal truck. Hey, mom. Why are you telling him all that shit?
Too late.
Wait.
See, man.
Why he gonna be making that face and everything, really?
Nah, he don't look like that for
real. Yeah, whatever. Queen, like she said, we need pictures.
What you say you look like a mugwai?
I'm bright sorry, James. I was cool with it until he just made that face. And then he was paraplegic earlier. Yeah, nah, you need to send a picture. Mark
I was
did
just
it.
Messing with you.
I know, it was funny.
You know what?
We'll
I tell
send
you
a
what.
Picture.
Okay. I'm going to get a picture.
You
I'm going to get a picture
that.
For you.
No, you know what? We got the Google. Oh, you can't put it online.
You don't even know his last name.
I know, just bring
I'm sure.
it. What is his? No, you can't
that's
say
too
that.
Much information. Man.
I know.
Yeah,
no, no. Not. Don't say it on the show. We
all right, can I take a picture of you and then show him? And
nope.
Then I bring a picture?
Mm-mm.
Oh, you want to see his picture first?
Mm-hmm. I've said nothing.
Hey, she don't need an agent.
Yes, she does.
Mm-hmm. You over there. I
know.
Really?
Robert?
Kill you.
Really?
I knew it.
I knew you would find some song that will fit the occasion. Jeez.
I don't know what it's
all the time.
Louise.
Oh, God.
And by bitch, he means anybody. You can be a man, woman, whatever.
Yes, you did. You was just talking to the harmony hammer.
I don't do that. No way.
So, Gina, you want me to hook up a little rendezvous?
Oh, shit.
We'll have to see.
I bet we'll
talk
get
to
you.
My,
Gina.
Yes.
That nigga will get you. A motherfucking double cheeseburger and all the fries you can handle.
Ooh, no, I like double cheeseburgers.
James is beating.
Let me find out you can be sold out for a trip.
Hey,
oh my God.
For a trip
give
to
us some extra cheese.
Bitch chili bowl.
I want a large size.
No. All right, man.
Fries. I want the fries large.
You want the fries large?
Yes.
You hear that, don't you, James? All right, then. Bye. That's a watch out there now, boy.
You guys are boy. Silly.
Oh, shit. Yo, let's get out of here and end this segment, and we'll be right back. Hey, hold on. Before we get out of here, Queen. If anybody wants to jump in on any of these topics, where can they jump
please,
at? Where?
Please email us at indeepshow@yahoo.com. And you already know, James, 202-750-1437.
That is 1-I-D-S. And the extra S is for James. Don't be no damn sucker, niggas.
Leave the S off for savings.
I'm sorry, James.
Now we may be a little chubby, but don't feel slow. We guarantee you one thing, we can surely come to the party and rock the house. As we harmonize, yes, that's a turn it out. So put the fresh move and take it from me. Listen to the fish sound of the Disco 3. Ha ha.
I swear I love riding with our crew. I love riding with our listeners.
Somebody asked me
a couple weeks ago, and I forgot to address it, Queen. Somebody was like, what's the deepster?
They said, what's the deepster?
Wow.
What's the deepster?
They must be new.
Maybe a deepster is you.
Yes.
You're a listener. If you listen, if you love, if you like, guess what? Even if you listen because you trolling for some shit to try to come at us with, you are officially a deepster.
Mobile Greek. No, I'm just kidding.
Nah, Mobile
I'm,
Greek.
I'm kidding. I'm
he
kidding.
Ain't trolling.
Nah, I'm just.
He experimented. Hey, Mobile Greek. Do your thing, Slim. You get your thing in, Slim.
What?
You get your thing in. Get it in. You talk fast as a motherfucker, but then, I mean, you get it in. Just get it in. You know, do your thing.
Ding, 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 ding.
There you go. Experimentation type thing.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Nope. Let me see. There were some people I wanted to shout out. I swear there were.
While you're thinking about it? Okay. While you're thinking about it, I would like to give a shout out to Miss Latisha L-E-T-I-T-I-A and Miss Kai Love for
K-O-V-E.
Love. Miss Kai Love. For sending us a, well, giving us the opportunity,
no doubt,
to be on the show and giving us a shout out and showing us some podcast love. I think that's so cool.
I know this is like real corny, but you know, Letitia already has sort of a song to her name.
I am
L-E-T-I-T-I. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I actually kind of came a little one for Kai Love too. It's kind of corny, but you know, whatever.
Okay.
Corny is what we're all about.
Oh yeah.
K-A-I-L-O-V-E.
Love. Oh, boy.
Oh, my. Right.
Wow. I just threw that one in there.
Okay,
yeah, we go.
All right, well.
My bad.
But thank you, ladies. Thank you, sis, for, you know, including us in that show. And
we got, I'm just let y'all know, for 2016, we got a new little thing that's going to come your way for all of the new listeners that introduce themselves and let us know that they out there. So stay tuned for that in 2016. Mm-hmm. Do
why,
that.
Why are you looking? Mm-hmm. I want to send a shout out to J-Dubs. Yeah, J-Dubs for he just got married recently. Yay. So I want to send a shout out to him. I think we already sent a shout out to Brent Harper on his little baby boy, Brent Harper Jr. All right. I saw a picture. I'm like, oh my God, my heart melted. And I think my ovaries like moved. I don't. And they haven't moved in a really long time.
I was the last one to make a move, so you should feel honored.
They haven't moved in a really long time, so they moved. That baby is so
put my business out there.
Damn adorable. All right. And I wanted to send out a shout out to Miss Angela Davis for doing what she does every
dot Davis
month. She's so cool for that.
Angie, I need you to do me a favor, Angie, on the real, on the one. I know you said you kind of want to stay on the incognito, but check it out. We need you to you to rock out with us on the Hood Times. You willing to do that?
I don't think so.
Let us know. Come on.
Come on, girl.
I'll write you in, girl.
Come on, girl.
I'll write you in.
You can be Aroma.
Something.
You can be A.D.
I might give you a special.
I mean, right.
I might give you a special.
Nice. Right.
Yeah, come on. You earned it, girl.
Absolutely. Queen.
Hey, yo.
You know I ain't good with... Is that S.Dot? Yeah?
I'm going to go with that.
S.Dot? Yeah?
Yeah.
S.Dot? Yeah. Good luck on that follow, woman. Or dude. Unscripted Podcast. Hello. And Gold Mouth.
Mouth. Is it mouth or mouth?
Mouth.
M-O-U-F? Mouth?
It depends.
What?
I just wanted to end the song.
Well, all right.
Love me.
I just wanted to end the song.
Love.
Oh, I'm saying. Okay. All right.
And,
just like
Claudio and Hot One Entertainment, we working.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Work, keep working.
All right.
I'm glad y'all said working and not twerking. Concerns and issues.
Is twerking still in?
So yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. All right.
Any shout outs?
Two fingers. You go, man.
Shout out
to Big Brother James.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Now we got to do all that. We could have just moved forward.
Moment of silence for Damon Gina's last day on the show.
Well, at least James will miss me.
Yes, he will.
James, knock-kneed and pigeon-toed and walking in a circle. You want that nigga miss you, it's fine.
Wait a minute. Did I say the Pisces life?
Pigeon told me love, too.
Damn it. I think I forgot to say the Pisces life. I'm sorry.
Pisces life.
That's Kai Love and Leticia.
The Pisces life. The Pisces life. Pisces life.
Go check out that episode and their podcast.
Okay. Oh, that's a lot of spit. Okay.
It's
time to stop.
What? Okay. I was like getting into it.
If it's the right? Pisces life you want. Okay. All right.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Yeah.
Mark, you were. What?
I forgot.
Queen name, two finger, one finger.
Yeah, there you go.
Two finger. Well, actually, I'm going to start out with my one finger. My one finger goes out to Donald Trump for signing the okay on a black man getting beat up at one of your rallies. Oh. So we see you and we see that's how you're going to carry your campaign, which is not going to last that long. We already know it. You can call us all kinds of names, call us everything you want, but you some bullshit and you some garbage. Okay. So we see you.
You made the queen cuss. Damn.
We see you. We see you. We see what type of respect you have for us by putting out some statistics that are some garbage and that are not true. I'm going to need you to get a team. Right. I need you to get a team that will fact check shit for you before you go retweeting shit that you know nothing about.
They'd have to be on the payroll for that.
I don't care. Find somebody. Find somebody that cares about you that will not let you.
Other than Ivana.
I don't find somebody that
she
cares about
you. Die.
Oh yeah.
That will not let you retweet stuff that is not true. Okay? Okay.
Donald fucked Doc Wiley, so I don't know what you're talking about.
What?
Huh?
Wait.
Wait, I'm gonna pause and let you respond.
No, you know what? I'm not even going to dig my bad.
I meant to say Ivana.
His wife, Melania. I thought they weren't married anymore. Yeah,
Melania. No,
her too, and his daughter.
Ivanka is the old one. Right. You have, yeah. Because wait a minute, Ivanka Trump is the shoes. So wait, it's a shoe lady. Mm. Melania is the one he's married to now. Okay, who really cares? Yeah, anyway, let me.
My bad.
Let me continue. That was an idea sauce drink right there.
My bad.
Dang.
You know, a little alcohol make you say anything. You should know.
See.
Hey, just keep on. You just keep on.
Boom. Anyway, good. All right. So my two fingers. I have two fingers.
Do you
so
thank you.
Tickled.
Yes, I am tickled. I miss you guys. You guys are silly.
All the time.
All the time, man.
Go ahead, Queen.
So two fingers. I'm sorry. I'm going to do that. So first, I'd like to say thank you to the new listeners for pushing play. We really appreciate you.
Yeah.
You know, tell somebody, tell a friend. And like B say, you know, listen to us a couple times. Mm-hmm. You know, any podcast, listen to it a couple times before you decide not to
do it again.
Mm-hmm. So then my other two fingers goes out to my sissy that is here in town.
Hey,
happy
sissy.
Birthday, Dana. Welcome. I love you very much. I know you're not listening to any podcast right now, but that's okay, girl. That's okay. I love you very much, and I'm so glad you are here and we get to spend some time with you.
All right. Welcome.
Doctor.
Let me see. Two fingers goes to this white guy. Okay? I'm at the stoplight. Alright. Y'all know how cold it was today. This Bama was on one of them red rental bikes. I don't know what the fuck they call them.
City bikes.
Okay. He had on one of them little skinny suits. What you call the skinny suits? You know those suits that all of them wear to
little
fit
slim,
real tight.
Slim
that's
cut joints.
All he had on. It was cold as fuck. This had to be around 7:30, 8 o'clock this morning.
That was good.
The wind blowing. Look. The wind blowing his tie going this way. He turning red as fuck at the motherfucking stoplight. I swear to God, he was so red. I thought he was the fucking stop sign. I said, this dude, I mean, he had on no jacket, no nothing, just his suit on a city bike.
Oh, my.
Cold as fuck. Red as fuck. I said, I got to give him two fingers because he's got to be a bad motherfucker. He's got to be
out there. Mm-hmm. This tight bodysuit.
With the wind blowing like that.
Chicks and body shield.
But yeah, no shit. Let me see. One finger. Oh, y'all know I love my Redskins. Mm-hmm. Okay.
We know.
One finger to my man, Brian. I don't know. I forget his name. But he was talking about, you know, the referees going against us because of our name and all that. That's some bullshit. And one finger to all our Redskin players who are putting this that has all these excuses why we're losing. No. Mm-mm. We've made a lot of mistakes. We've been fucking up. We fucked up that game. You know, not saying we could have won a game, but we made too many fucking mistakes. Okay. So there you go.
All right. Go Skins.
And another thing.
Yeah.
Damn you, Redskins.
You bastards.
Damn it.
Gina.
Yes, thank you, Queen. I would like to give two fingers to
James.
Friendship.
James. That's the shocker.
Not those kind of fingers. Two fingers to The Rooter and the Tooter.
Two pink ones and the stink.
All right, James.
I feel all warm and tingly inside.
Oh, James. See, I got James, you in, boy. I got you in. It's up
nigga,
to you
don't
now.
Don't let Mark take that credit.
Can
I've been
I do my two fingers, oh, please?
James said yes.
Oh, she said she going to do her two fingers.
James said you can do Ew. Two fingers on him anytime.
Oh, right there.
Depends on where. Ow. Anyway. Okay. Oh, all right.
See, I got.
All
I told
right.
you I was going to get you in.
Or get her in you.
Really, Mark? One. Really? Yeah, we're going to talk after the show. Anyway, okay, that just sounds awful. That doesn't even sound sexy.
I'm calling James right now.
Two fingers to friendship. You made me with all that slapping noise. You made me forget what I wanted to say.
Rhythmic slapping.
Just to
shout out to Penn State.
People who are willing to help and give and be there for you. I give two fingers to them, to friendship, to love, to being there, support, all of that. You know, you can't go through this world alone, and friendship is a beautiful thing. So I give two fingers to friendship. I have no one finger, and my last two finger goes to James.
Gosh. Wait, say his name again.
James.
Yes, honey. Yes.
I know. See, I told you. I got you.
You just got me so motivated with all the loving and the giving.
Fingers.
And just people just giving of their hearts.
Oh, boy.
Here we go.
It just makes me just so warm inside. And
there comes a time. Okay.
Oh, my.
Wait, what? What happened?
I feel warm inside. Must come
together as one. That's all whole hands.
There you guys. Dying. Oh, God. Oh, when it's time
to lay a hand to life. This is my lighter.
My sister's about
turn the lights down.
We're IDS. Okay.
Aww.
Oh, shit. I just got it out too.
Oh, I was going to say, does this light still work?
No, shit.
Your torch.
I just want to make sure it's still working.
Okay, well, then that leaves me.
Yes.
Hey, I would like to say two fingers. Two fingers to people that really care. That's all I'll say about that. And one finger to people that judge you as a liar when you've never, ever, so much as slightly bent the truth ever in their presence. Fuck you for that.
Fuck you.
What if you lied and you weren't in their presence? Does that count? No, okay.
Answer that for me, Queen. Just keep saying.
Fuck you.
I would like to thank, once again, all of our listeners, all of our people that donate.
Thank you.
All of the people that just shout us out, give us love, let us know that you're listening.
Thank you.
All of that. James, I swear for everything good on this planet, if you leave me hanging, my God, I will trash you for every show coming forward for the rest of this year. I promise you. You better leave a message. Queen, where can he leave a message at?
James, once again, if you blacked out, 202-750-1437. That's 202-750-1-IDS.
Don't fuck up on me.
I'm sorry, man.
It's your manhood on the line. I will swear.
Don't tell us shit. We're going to talk about it.
Doc, you better tell James how we get down
when
we do
James.
Interviews and shit.
Oh, he already know.
Okay. No, he don't know about the interviews.
Oh, no.
You don't know how Nicki Minaj get to talking about people.
Run, James.
Thank you. Hey. Everybody, happy Thanksgiving.
Yes. Gobble. Sorry.
Share us with your family. At Thanksgiving.
Maybe. Not everybody.
Maybe after dinner, not before.
Okay.
Hey, Carolina Panthers, we need you to come through one more time. Beat the shit out of the Cowboys on Thanksgiving. Make my Thanksgiving happy.
Bang,
bang. And we'll take care of Sunday. Oh. We got to get out of here. But as always, in parting, we would like to say to you.
God woke you up this morning. You can handle the rest of the bullshit.
I will.
want all of you out of my house.
Suffer James.
Now, I want all of you
out of my goddamn house.